You can also do a little thing that we have learned in Silva Ultramind. Assume someone's feelings and thoughts and emotions. It's like walking up and stepping inside them and see how it feels in there. It's a great way to build empathy, and it's a great way to find out what someone is thinking. And we picture the person in front of us, and then it's like you reach out and put on their head like it was a mask, and you see how they're feeling. What are they thinking? What are they saying? What do they think about you? What do they think about your project? And in this way, you can know their deepest thoughts. Again, remember the caution at the beginning. These techniques are very powerful. They're very effective. They work so well that for a time you might be able to use them as an unfair advantage. And you know that won't hold up and it doesn't work. So be sure that you're being completely ethical when you use these remote influencing techniques. And then you can remotely inspire someone to take action. We've all been doing business and can't get that person to take action. So you remotely view them and you look for, again, what most people call obstacles. You look for the details that just haven't been covered and see if there are any details that have been left out that they need to know and tell them what the details are. And then, again, you assume their emotions and their thoughts, like putting on a mask, and you find out where are the sticking points with them? What is keeping them from acting? It could be a fear, which you can alleviate by telling them the truth. It could be that they've been burned in the past, and maybe something is reminding them of an old feeling. You can alleviate that and correct that and say, that was then, this is now. You can have a heart-to-heart talk with them and tell them how much you want to help them and make sure you're telling the truth. Because at that level, you see, you're being intuitive, they're also intuitive. And if you approach someone on an intuitive level and try to remotely influence them, they'll know very quickly if your heart's in the right place. Because you're going to the part where they know if you're telling the truth. They've got their own built-in lie detector. So make sure that you're telling the truth when you're remotely influencing. Then you find out what would be their motivation for moving ahead with this. What would really spur them into action? What would make them want to go ahead with this deal? And you talk to them about that. And then again, you see the deal completed, and you see them feeling so happy, you send over some happiness, you send over some contentment, you send over some satisfaction, some relaxation, you send over some joy about, this is so successful, I'm so happy. You send over all these images, all these feelings, all these emotions ahead of time before you ever walk in the door. It's like paving the way.